beyond Cairo. Traveling around Egypt is increasingly difficult. Flights are sporadic, trains are mostly stopped, and traveling by road is no easier. The Egyptian army has shut down a lot of the highways, and many other roads have ad hoc checkpoints, some run by armed thieves. Still, today NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson and a producer managed to reach Egypt's second-largest city, Alexandria. And Soraya joins us now from there. And tell us about the journey.
Well, coming out of Cairo, you could really see some of the hardships that people are facing. There's been no trash cleanup. I mean, you have trash everywhere in the streets. Most of the stores are shuttered. We saw lines dozens deep waiting at the ATMs trying to get some money out. And there are these checkpoints that are being run sort of by a combination of civilians and of army soldiers who sort of supervise what's going on. And then it's strange because you get out into the countryside and it's almost like life is normal. I mean, you see farmers in the field. You see, you know, people doing construction or fixing the front of their storefronts. And the only thing that's different is that you see army personnel sort of enforcing, I guess, security or monitoring or whatever. I mean, they're present on the road.
Well, on the way from Egypt to Alexandria on this road, did you see protests of any kind?
Not a single one. I mean, you wouldn't know anything was amiss here if you travel on the back roads, again, except for the sign that you have the army there and there's no police presence.
And in Alexandria itself, what's the situation?
Well, it's similar to Cairo in the sense that it's very tense. Initially, when you drive in, you're in a commercial area with malls and that sort of thing, completely abandoned, and you have civilians sort of guiding traffic. We saw that a fair amount of looting had gone on. There were two car dealerships where the glass was completely broken and there wasn't a single car in the showrooms. And then the strangest thing that we saw was that there were a bunch of police officers in uniform hiding behind a barricade at what apparently was their station with a tank outside. So that's where the police presence was, and nothing else in the city. Once you get into the city, we did see some police officers in cars, but they're not out, the uniformed police anyway, are not out on the street. And what you do have, though, are groups of pro- and anti-Mubarak protesters, small groups that sort of stop on the street and they argue with each other. And small groups gather to protest at the Ibrahim Mosque, which is one of the main mosques here.
But in Alexandria, has there been the equivalent of the Molotov cocktails and sounds of gunfire and mobs throwing rocks at each other around the city?
No, we certainly haven't seen any evidence of that. There were some fierce clashes being reported here even a couple days ago, but we were also hearing about large protests. One thing I should mention that is very noticeable, besides the fact that there's nobody on the streets after curfew, is the fact that the graffiti, the anti-Mubarak graffiti, was marked up with red paint. Particular words were taken out. For example, Mubarak leave, they took away the leave, so it was like just Mubarak. And then there was another one saying the people want to try Mubarak, and basically they took out the two tries so that it was left as the people want Mubarak. So obviously pro-Mubarak people are going around changing the graffiti and seem to be out in the streets.
Soraya, we've heard from Cairo about the threats, and often more than threats, real attacks on Western journalists. In Alexandria, are you experiencing that as well?
Absolutely. Certainly, we're in the hotel here that has a lot of journalists, and there are some who are leaving. We met one, in fact, who is leaving tomorrow. It's definitely very much a very unfriendly and unwelcoming place.
Soraya, thank you very much, and take care.
You're welcome, Robert. Thanks.
That's NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson speaking to us from Alexandria, Egypt.